On today's podcast, we're going to talk about The Power of Words Revealed, Part 4. So let's get started. Welcome to the BlogWithJesus.com podcast. I'm your creative power coach, Robert Walsh, coming to you from the Jesus Media Studios. Please hit that subscribe button and tap the bell so that you can be notified every time we upload a podcast. Now let's begin today's teaching with our foundational text for the series. Genesis 1:3 says, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." And Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." Last week we said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In the same way that faith comes by hearing the word of God, faith in the devil comes by hearing the words of the devil. So point number one is you have to put God's word in your mouth. God told Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and you shall have good success." If you want to make your way prosperous and you want to have good success, you got to put God's word in your mouth. Point number two is God's word, believed in the heart and spoken with the mouth, will manifest the promise of God. Jesus told his disciples in Mark chapter 11, verse 22 through 24, he said, "Have faith in God, for most certainly I tell you, whoever may tell this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and doesn't doubt in his heart, but believes that which he says is happening, he shall have whatever he says. Therefore I tell you, all things, whenever you pray, ask for, believe you receive them, and you shall have them." So God's word that is believed in the heart and spoken with the mouth will manifest the promise of God. And that's what I want for each and every one of you and those that aren't even listening yet. So why don't you share this podcast with others? We want to take others on this journey with us. Now, I never like to close a podcast without giving you the opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Savior and Lord. Friends, I believe if you prayed that prayer with me, you got born again. Keep God first place in your life. He's going to take you places you never imagined. This is Robert Walsh for BlogWithJesus.com. Remember to believe the word, speak the word, and manifest the promise. I'll see you on next podcast. Blessings.